Be'ezah Shem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas, Avodas Kechavim, Mechukas Avodeha, the laws of Avodah Zara, and the laws of those who worship it, in the Sefer Mad, the Book of Knowledge, which we continue the theme of the previous Parakim, and discussing specifically regarding staying away from idolatry. In this Perek, we discuss regarding the prohibition about doing business dealings with the Avodah Zara. The Rambam gets halacha off regarding the when it's by the holiday of the idol worshippers. 3 days before the holiday of the idol worshippers, you're not allowed to buy from them because they'll be happy that they made a sale and they're going to go give thanks to their deity and it's going to be a Jew who's causing that. Or to sell them something that will last where they'll be able to use it on the holiday and again they're going to be rejoicing because of the Jew. So it's forbidden. So to luvizmem, it's forbidden to borrow from them because they have to be concerned that they might thank their deity that the Jew needs them. Or to obviously lend them while they have money to use. Liparamem, to collect from them, because actually he'll be happy that he paid up his debts. Vilifroilem, or to pay back to them, obviously he'll be happy. Now that's a problem that's only milva bishtar, when it's a loan in the document, where since the money is guaranteed, so there's no real saving of money, so you're not allowed to go ahead and collect from them. Or if you have collateral. So you're guaranteed, so you shouldn't be collecting from them. Of a milva peh, but an oral loan, nifronhem, you could collect from them even on these days. Because it's like saving from them, you want to make sure you get your money. You're also allowed to sell them something which will not last so long. Like vegetables and a cooked dish. That you can sell ad yom chagam until the day of the holiday. Not on the day of the holiday itself, but before, because it's not going to last anyways for the holiday. Now, when we say that all these things are forbidden, is be'eretz Yisrael, in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Abishagat says, but in other lands, which we live and we depend on doing business with them, in Asa Eliyam Chag Mavad, it's only forbidden the day of the holiday itself. Now, if someone violates, v'nasim nasnimam ba'isma shleish yam, and Eretz Yisrael, he goes and he does business dealings with them the 3 days before the holiday, ha'rezimut ba'no, it's still permitted to have benefit from that sale. Now, however does business dealing with them on the day of the holiday itself, that's forbidden to have benefit. It's forbidden to send a gift, a present to an idol worshiper on the day of his holiday, unless you know for sure they do not admit to this idol and he doesn't worship it. And the other way also, if the idol worshiper sends a gift to the Jew on the day of his holiday, of the idol worshiper, you shouldn't receive the gift from him. If you're concerned for hatred that he's going to be upset, you should take it in front of him. But you don't have benefit from it, unless you know definitively that this non-Jew is not an idol worshiper and does not acknowledge this false deity. Let's say the holiday of these idol worshippers were for many days. Shleisha, your boy, Sar was a period of 3 or 4 or even 10 days. So all those days, even 10 days, is like one day, meaning it's the day of the holiday. But kul masugim, all forbidden. Im shleisha yom levnim, with the 3 days that's before the start of the holiday. Halacha dal, now the Edomim, according to some Gersois, that was from Edom, oivde avoid the zarehim. They are idol worshippers. The yom rishon who you made them. Sundays are their holiday. The figure therefore asal asav velasasim on be'eretz Yisrael. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, which the halacha is 3 days before, one is not allowed to do business with them. Yom chamisha v'yom shishi shabachol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Every Thursday and Friday, obviously Shabbos you don't do business of every single week, because that's 3 days before their holiday of Sunday. They don't have to say that's forbidden on Sundays itself. Shu asav b'chol mokum, that's forbidden all through everywhere because of their holiday. And that's the custom with older holidays, not to do the business on the day itself, everywhere in the world, in Eretz Yisrael, even 3 days before. Halacha, hey, yimshim miskansim bo ibdi kachavim lahamad le melech, a day when the idol worshippers gather together to coronate their king, umakrivim makalsim lalihayim, and they sacrifice and they praise to their god, yim chagamu, that's considered a day of their holiday. But hey, kashocha, again, it's considered like we said before, like older other holidays. But an idol worshiper makes a holiday for himself, and he admits to his idol and he praises it and he gives thanksgiving. Let's say b'yom shenel, by the day of that he was born, or the day that he cuts up his beard or his ponytail, which they would cut around it and keep it for like to cut it once a year, or the day that he was taken out from, he was survived from the sea, or for Shertzim Beis Yisrael, he was let out of jail, or B'yem Shasa by Mishtal Abnoi, or the day that he makes a festive celebration for his son's wedding, or creates a bit of similar types of things. And Asa Ela Isa, Yem, it's only forbidden that day itself, but Isa Ish Babad, only that man, not for others, because that's that person's own individual holiday. Chayim Shiyamis Lehem Boi Mace. So to, let's say, the day where for them someone died, the Asuchag, and they made it into a holiday. It's only those who do it. It's forbidden only that day. Now, however, any death which they actually burn the person's vessel, so makat makatoyis, and they burn some type of incense, but you do, you should know that there must be some element of idolatrous practice over there. Now, in yemechag asa elabdeil bavad. Now, however, the day of the holiday is only forbidden for those who worship it. But for those who rejoice in it, and they eat and they drink, and they keep the holiday only because of custom. Or even they cover the melech because of the honor for the king, for the government. But they don't give any thanks for this holiday or for this avodah zarah. Those non-Jews, it's permitted to do business dealings with them. Halacha above regarding the sales that are forbidden. Dvarim shemiyuchadim, things that are distinct, lemin memin avodah zarah, for that species of that type of avodah zarah, shabayis ha-mokim, that's in that location. It's forbidden to sell to the worshippers of that avodah zarah in that place. You're never allowed to sell those things because that's distinct. That you always use that for their service. Now, things that are not distinct, special only for the avodah zarah, you could sell it unspecific. You might use it for avodah zarah. You might use it for personal. You're allowed to sell it unspecific. Now, let's say the idol worship is coming to buy it, specifies that he's buying it for the worship of the idol, then unless you invalidated it from a sacrifice for the avodah zarah, because they don't sacrifice something that's missing, that's deficient to their avodah zarah. So if you make it deficient, then you're allowed to sell it to him, even though he claims he's doing it for his avodah zarah. If let's say it was mixed in the package, things that are distinct for the avodah zarah, but things that are not distinct for the avodah zarah. For example, levain nezaka, pure frankincense, which they would use distinctly for the avodah zarah. Bechlal levain neshchada, that was included with black frankincense. So, like, it was a package, like, you know, 10 buy 9, get 1 free. So, mecha hakol stam, you could sell it all unspecific. And the enchaish, we're not concerned, shemi lakar nezaka levad, levain nezaka, he might take out the pure frankincense by itself to use it for the avodah zarah. Anything like that, as long as it's not distinct only for this, that it's being used for the avodah zarah, one could sell the whole package. Just like you cannot sell to the idol worshippers, that strengthens the hands of the those who worship avodah zarah, so you can't sell them things that are used for avodah zarah and so on. So you cannot sell to the idol worshippers things that are harmful for the public. For example, dubim v'aroyas, beers and lions, or klizayin and weapons, or kavalim v'shalshalayas, and different types of chains. Ve'imashchizlem asazoyin, you cannot sharpen their swords. And b'chol sh'asal l'machal l'abikacham, whatever you not sell to an idol worshipper, asal l'machal l'yisrael, you not sell to a Jew, ha'chashad l'imkul l'abikacham, that he suspected to sell, he might, to idol worshipper, so he might be a middleman, so you can't even sell to him. V'chid asal l'imkul klinezik l'yisrael listim, you're also not allowed to sell weapons, tools that could be used to harm to a Jew that's a bandit, because although he doesn't intend, but since he has to protect himself when he's stealing, he might harm people if you're not allowed to sell him any of those tools either. Halacha test. If there were Jews that dwelled amongst the idol worshippers, and they made a covenant, then you're allowed to sell weapons to the servants of the king and his troops. Because what do they use it for, these weapons? To wage war in tzarei hamadina with the oppressors of this country, latzila, to save this country. It turns out that they're protecting us, because we dwell in this country, and therefore you're allowed to sell weapons in that situation. Halacha Yud continues regarding the halachas as it applies to certain cities or regarding certain fears. A city that has in it idol worship, has an idol, you're allowed to go outside the city, but and I'll go into the city that has the avodah zarah. Let's say outside the city had avodah zarah, you're allowed to go in the city. Someone's going from place to place, you're not allowed to pass through a city that has in it avodah zarah. Now, when we say this, only if the road is distinct, only going to that place with this avodah zarah. But if there is another path, and that he just happened to have been going through this road, then mutta is permitted because his benefit is not recognizable because it is possible for him to go through another city and therefore that wouldn't be forbidden. One is not allowed to build even together with an idol worshiper. Kippa adom shemamidim ba avodah zara that they put the avodah zara beneath it. Now vim avava ovana, if he violated and he did build it, schari mutter, the wages are permitted because the accessories of avodah zara are not forbidden until it's actually served, and it wasn't served yet, but it is initially forbidden to build it. But he could initially build hatraklin, the palace or yachatzar or the court yeshishpo isakiba that has in it the dome, the actual mansion itself is permitted to be built. A city that has in it avodah zara. Now there were stores that had crowns on it and stores that didn't have crowns on it. Samutaris, the ones that were crowned, aslahanis ben b'chomash b'teichin. They'll have any benefit from whatever's inside that store. Neshechas kustin, because the presumption is shebegalal avodah zikachov. This attribute is because of idolatry that it was crowned, so it's because of avodah zara that whole store, and you now have benefit. V'she'in mutaris, those that are not crowned, mutaris bana, you'll not have benefit from it. Chanuya shel avodah zikachovim. Now regarding the stores of the avodah zara, aslasachin allah to rent it. Neshemahana avodah zikachov, because then you're going to be giving benefit to the avodah zara's treasury, and that's forbidden. Someone sells a house to an idol worshiper. Dam of asurin bahano, its monetary proceeds is forbidden to have benefit. And meaning for the avodah zara, if he sells the house for the avodah zara, the monies are forbidden to have benefit. And he throws it to the Dead Sea. But regarding idol worshippers, she'ansu Yisrael, that they force the Jew, the gozlo base, and they steal his house. They meet the Bible, and they make it, they put the idol inside of it, and they make it into the temple. Dam of Mutar, then we don't penalize them, the monetary proceeds are permitted. And actually, the case of the Malabar Koshlem, you can actually have the document written and verified in their courts to make sure he actually gets that money, the proceeds, because that was not his fault. The flutes of idol worshippers, it's forbidden to eulogize with them. Again, you'll have benefit from avodah zara. You're allowed to go to the fear, to the place where they sell of the idol worshippers. You can buy from them animals, avod, mishvachas, begayuson, slaves and maidservants that are even in their Gentile state. Uvatam sadas akram and houses and fields and vineyards. For kaisa malabar koshlam, you could even go ahead and have it written and verified in their courts. Neshuka masal miyadam, because like saving from their hands, meaning it's an opportunity to get assets, and therefore that's not considered as something that's a liability. Now, but when we say this, it's only when you buy from a regular homeowner, she'en nes mechas, who doesn't give special taxes. But if you buy from a merchant, also that would be forbidden. Because he has to give taxes, but mechas and the taxes go to the avodah zara. Turns out you're benefiting the avodah zara, which is forbidden. Now, other v'lokach and the tagav, someone violated and he purchased from a merchant. So in behem v'lokach, if he bought an animal and you now have benefits. So what you do is menashe paras hasev and akuba lamata. You have to cut off its hooves from the knee and or the ankle down. And if it was a garment or vessels that he bought, your kav, you have to let it rot. Lokach moise klei matachas, if he bought money or metal vessels, yilichem liyam melchi, throw it to the Dead Sea. And lokach ever, if you bought a slave, le malim, if he falls into a pit, you don't take him out, but you don't push him down into the pit. Halachat tzvav, regarding when there's a party of Gentiles. So evikachavim, sha'as levnoi levita mishta. An idol worshiper made for his son or his daughter a party, a wedding feast. So as lahanis misudas, is forbidden to have benefit from his meal. Even for the Jew to eat and drink from his own food there is also forbidden. Since he's eating at a party of idol worshippers. When does it start being forbidden to eat by him? From when they start preparing and engaging in the meal preparations. And all the days of the festivities. And after the days of the festivities for a period of 30 days. Now, if he makes another party because of the wedding, then even after 30 days, asik can be forbidden up until 12 months after that wedding. And this whole requirement of distance is because of the worship of the stars of the planets. Shneimar says in the pasuk, "V'kadol lecha," because he's going to call you. "V'chalta mezivcha," you're going to eat from his slaughtering. "V'lekachem meneisav levenecha," and then you're going to take from his daughters for your sons. "V'zana beneisav acharei eloi heyin," and then his daughters, the Gentiles, the daughters are going to stray after their false deities. "V'hisnus benecha acharei eloi heyin," and then your sons are going to go also stray after their deities. And therefore, says the pasuk in Shemais, that one is not allowed to eat with them because of this prohibition that's going to lead towards this intermarriage and obviously of the idol worship. Look at the Zion continues regarding nursing and regarding being a midwife. So Bas Yisrael, a Jewish woman, should not nurse the son of an idol worshiper, because she's nourishing, she's bringing up a son that will worship Abayit Zahar. Neither should she be a midwife, someone to give birth to the idol worshiper. But she could charge for midwifing, because of the hatred they're gonna hold it against, because we're paying you while you're not assisting. Now the non-Jewish woman, Miyaledis is Basisol, could be the midwife for the Jewish woman. Ubinika is Benabirshusa, and she could also nurse the Jewish child in the presence of the mother. Kadeshla Targen, as long so that the idol worshiper does not kill the child of the Jewish woman. Halachi Zion continues regarding when someone's on a journey to the Avodah Zarah or to the market fear of the Avodah Zarah. Hahochem lo tarpas Avodah Zarah. Teref is a derogatory terminology of the Avodah Zarah, where the people go on these long journeys to go to their Avodah Zarah. Also, losses, velocity among them. When a person's on this journey, you're not allowed to do business with them because he's going to go give thanks to his Avodah Zarah when he gets there. But babam, those are coming back, mutarm is permitted because once they're already on their way back, we don't have to be concerned that they're going to go back and give thanks. But who that is only shaliyu kashudin zebazet, only if they're not in a group of people, they're just a single individual, then we could presume that he's not going to go back, he's just going to go home. But shema yu kashudin, because if they were a band of brothers, shema dayt lachza, maybe then they would intend to go back, and then it's forbidden even on their way back. Yisrola, a Jew who's going to this foolishness of the Avodah Zarah. So Balicha, on his way there, muta lasa b'lasimoy. Actually, then you could do business with him, because he might back out. Ultimately, he's a Jew. Uva chazira asa, so it's the inverse of the non-Jew. On his way back, it's forbidden because he's so connected. If you're gonna do a sale with him, he's gonna go back. Yisrola muma, the renegade Jew, bein balicha bein chazira asa. Whether on the way there, whether way back, it's forbidden because on the way there, also it's going to be forbidden because we're not thinking he's going to back out because he's already been rebellious for a long time. Halach Yitchas, Yisrael Shehalach LiYodrit Shel Avodah Zarah, a Jew that went to the market fair of the Avodah Zarah. So Bechazir on his way back, Asa Lassus B'Lassus Himayin, I'll do business with him. Shem Avodah Zarah Machal Hem Sham, maybe he had an idol in his possession. He sold it to them over there because if he had something else, why would he go there to sell? Why didn't he sell it to us? We have to suspect maybe he was selling them an Avodah Zarah. Would me Avodah Zarah be Ad Yisrael? And now the monetary proceeds of Avodah Zarah that's in the possession of a Jew, Asur Manot, it's forbidden to benefit. So you can't do business with him because then you're going to get the prohibited funds. Now, but in the possession of a non-Jew, Mutar Manot, it is permitted to have benefit. Because of this, that the monetary value of Avodah Zarah in the hands of non-Jews are permitted, you're allowed to do business with the idol worshiper who's on his way back from that market fear. But like we said, but from the Jew, you're not allowed to do business because for the Jew, it's the monetary proceeds are forbidden. Now, and now you're not allowed to do the business with the renegade Jew, not on his way there, because he's going to go there and give thanks to his Avodah Zarah, and not on his way back, because again, he has the monetary proceeds of Avodah Zarah, even though he's a mumer, he's still a Jew, and therefore it is forbidden in his possession, those monetary proceeds.